This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. Today we're going to be talking with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia, staying up half the night to be with us to share her expertise in living off-grid, doing it the hard way, but I think the best way, especially if you believe, as we do, that we are going to see supply chain disruptions, power disruptions, disruptions in every way you can think of, and for those who want to be away from the marauders who take over the cities when this happens, you'll be better prepared if you pay attention to Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. I'm well. And thanks for staying up late.
So that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. So what's happening in the world of Gwyneth Isaacs that you'd like to share with us today?
Okay, what I would like to talk about today is, you know, there's a lot of talk out there in the universe, if you're inclined to listen to the mainstream media, about how this world is too small for us all to live in. There's too few resources, and so we all need to, you know, just live in these big cities, and we need to have centralized control of our electricity, our water supply, our sewage treatment, our food, and just about everything else that is necessary for life. And, you know, something, as life goes on, I can see that's actually not the right approach. what I can see, I have traveled from one end of this continent to the other, and it's a really, really, really big continent. And it's really, really empty. And it's true that a lot of the land here in Australia is pretty harsh. But to be fair, it's probably no more desertified. I don't know if that's even a word. It's probably no more arid than somewhere like Nevada or Utah or New Mexico. And these are places in the U.S. That actually have quite big populations, and yet they manage to, you know, live in these sorts of places. And they actually, you know, the people, they have large rural populations, actually. They might be very scattered rural populations, but, you know, there's a lot of people who live out in the Never Never, out in the middle of the Arizona desert, and in New Mexico, and in places like this. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you talk about Nevada, you think of Las Vegas, and they've got the lights blinking and flashing, and they have to import everything. Everything. It's in the middle of nowhere, or it was, okay? It's not the ideal location for a city. You know, you need, for a city, you need
It's a stupid place for a city, truth be told.
Right, right.
It really is.
And you know, my apologies to those who live in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, back in the 1950s, if someone had asthma, a medical doctor would say, okay, well, you need to move to Arizona. It's dry, and it's a great place for those who have respiratory diseases because there's less mold, less pollen, you know, less humidity, just a great place to go. Well, what happened since the 1950s is people took that advice and they moved, let's say, from the East Coast where they had a green lawn, and they went to Arizona and they saw that their front yard was, you know, nothing but dust. So they started importing some soil, and they started fortifying soil with NPK, fertilizer, planting seeds, watering it. And now they've got plenty of humidity because people want their front yards and their backyards to look the way they looked when they lived on the East Coast. And then if you fly over Arizona, and I have many years ago, I couldn't believe it. I was in an airplane and we were flying over Phoenix, and I was looking down. I couldn't believe it, how big it is, how expansive it is. And my thoughts were, where are they getting all the water to run this expansive desert city? Second question, what happens when they flush the toilets with all the water that they're getting? Where does that go?
That's the truth of it.
Yes.
You know, and the truth of it is, in places like Phoenix, they don't have a massive open sewer, water course that they can dump the sewage into so that the guys downstream can deal with it. They actually reprocess their sewage water back into drinking water. So that's, if you are on the mains water supply in somewhere like Phoenix, you might want to take that into account, and you might want to consider going off grid for that reason. But what I'm getting at is that the whole, they built these cities in these sorts of places, okay? And people move there, and it's actually, the grid is fragile. It breaks. And, you know, it's subject to political manipulation. And it has maintenance problems. And, you know, there's people skimming off the top of the maintenance budget so that somehow the money never quite gets to the technicians who have to go out and fix the phone lines, fix the water lines, fix the electrical wiring, the high-tension wiring for the electrical supply. And it all starts to fall apart. But, and then you end up having social problems, okay? But it is possible for people to live there. I would say that longer term, if Phoenix could, if somewhere like Phoenix, we're using Phoenix as an example, but if somewhere like Phoenix could get most of their households to where they put in 10,000 liters, sorry, 10,000 gallons of water tanks on each property, okay? And you can fit 10,000-gallon capacity of tanks. That's 2 5,000-gallon tanks. You can fit them in the average suburban driveway, okay? And you'll still have room for at least one car in your driveway. So it's not impossible. And, you can cover your whole roof in solar panels. You can set up a battery. In fact, there's so many households in Australia connecting solar panels on a grid-connect system that it's actually causing problems for the grid, and it's actually threatening to send the electrical grid into something of a death spiral because there's so much current going into the grid. The grid is aging and it can't handle it in the middle of the day. It's possible to do that. If they could do that, and if they could deal with this social problem that seems to infest the United States of me first, okay, then probably that'd be okay. Because once you have a water supply, once you are no longer flushing your drinking water down the toilet, once you're actually learning how to compost your own manure and putting it into your yard to fertilize fruit trees, okay, and using your grey water to water those fruit trees so that you get a shade canopy going, then you, as a human, stop being an infestation on this planet and you start actually beginning to heal the earth with your very presence. Okay? I don't mean to sound like Bill Gates there, by the way. But if you look at Phoenix and you look at Reno and you look at Las Vegas and you look at Los Angeles, I don't know if it's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy or what, but it's like looking at a cancer wound. You know, does that make sense? Can you understand that?
Well,
I don't want to see people as an infection. I want to see them as being useful.
Mm-hmm. Let me make a comment on what you just said. Several years ago, I was reading a story about this owner of an automotive dealership, and he built a new dealership. And when he was building it, he decided that he's got these steel roofs on his automotive repair shop part of the business, the showroom, and he hooked it up such that these smooth roofs would divert the rainwater into the gutters, and then he would channel that rainwater through pipes into underground tanks, which he had buried in his parking lot. So these are water tanks. And the plan was that water is so scarce, so valuable, so expensive, that he could use his own rainwater to wash the cars that are on his dealership lot, make them look nice for the customers. Well, the municipality and city came down on him and fined him for collecting his own water. Can you imagine that? I'll tell you the rest of the story. I got involved in this. I'll tell you when we come back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, the story that I'm talking about was in Utah, and there's a Toyota dealership called Salt Lake City Toyota, and the owner's name is Mark Miller, and he received a letter of violation from the municipality or the town where his dealership is, because he had installed rain collection tanks. And the plan was to use rainwater that fell off his roof. He gathered it, diverted it into these tanks rather than have it run across his parking lot and wherever water goes downhill. He decided that he would use his own water to wash the cars instead of using chlorinated and fluoridated water, right?
Which is actually corrosive, by the way.
Yes. Yes, it makes no sense.
It's not good for cars.
Right. So he decided to use his own water. And that's what got him in hot water with the government. And they came down on him. And they were fining him and threatening him. And I called him up and I said, I know what's happening. I read about it. Let's go get him. Let's go after these thugs. Let's go after these parasites. This is your water. And you spent all this money to build this system in order to use your water on your property for washing your cars. I don't get the problem. And he told me, he said, well, look, you know, we reached a compromise. And it's not going to be so bad. It's not like they said, okay, you know, Mr. Miller, this is your water. We're going to leave. He had to compromise with him. He had to give in. And I don't know all the details because he didn't tell me. But he didn't want to stand up and fight the way I would have if I were him. So that's one story. Let me tell you another story. Here, just outside of our farm, there's several towns surrounding us, 20, 30 miles away. And in one of those towns, there's a veterinary clinic. You know, they work on large animals and small animals. You might even say it's a hospital for animals. Well, when they work on cows, they have this very sophisticated system. If a farmer's got a cow that's sick and can get the cow into a trailer, he'll back the trailer into this corral type system that's under roof. And you can walk the cow into an area where there's like a head gate, which will hold the cow while you work on them. But it also has a squeeze chute. Now, a squeeze chute actually just, it's a series of pipes that curve to the outside dimensions of a cow, and it will immobilize the cow so that the cow can't run, and you can give them an injection, you can do whatever you have to work on the cow. And literally, it can pick up the cow and tilt it if it needs to be tilted to work on the cow. Not to kill the cow, but to heal the cow, to treat the cow. Well, when this happens, cow poop comes out, urine comes out, and what they would do is they had a drainage system, sloped floors with these gutters built into the concrete of the floor, and they would hose it off every day. Makes sense, right? Kind of like cleaning up the operating room for a hospital. They'd hose it off, and the water went into an approved system that the state approved of, which is called a lagoon. And a lagoon is nothing more than a scooped out area, we call it a pond, a big pond, and the sun disinfects whatever goes into the lagoon. So the number one accepted, preferred, advocated system for treating sewage in Missouri is a lagoon. That's higher than an underground septic system. They like it better. I'm talking about the Department of Environmental Quality type people, those guys. The Department of Natural Resources, those guys. They like it better. Well, the municipality where this veterinary clinic is brought in water, and they said, okay, we want you to use our water. As a matter of fact, you better use our water. We're going to fine you. And that's it for the lagoon. Yeah, we said it was okay at one time, but we changed our mind. Can't use it anymore. And if you don't use our wastewater treatment system, we're going to fine you every day that you don't use it. That's what happened. And I said, well, let's go get them. I said, well, we don't want that fight. We're not going to do it. We're going to hook up to their system. Can you imagine that? We'll be right back.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They made a commitment that they would show the entire world the results of their investigation.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after he meets with top Saudi Arabian officials on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
They said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation. We'll all see the results of that.
Turkish officials say Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of of October. Reports are Saudi officials will end up saying it was because of an interrogation gone wrong. More than a dozen people are dead, about 50 people injured in a blast at a school in Russian-annexed Crimea. And it's now legal to buy recreational marijuana in Canada with a new law taking effect at midnight in each of its time zones. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. So, Gwyneth, here in our neck of the woods in Missouri, they have what's called a fire protection district. And that would be like the volunteer fire department. And they hold a gun to your head and they say, well, you know, if you want to be a member, that's great. It's $50 a year. Oh, no, it's $80 a year because we raised the rates. And you can be a member, and if there's a fire, we'll come out and do our best to put it out. And we call those guys foundation savers. And the reason we call them foundation savers is because by the time they're done trying to put the fire out, the only thing that's left is the foundation. Well, if...
Sorry for laughing, absolutely. But I know what you mean.
It's true. So,
If you don't pay the $80 and you have a forest fire on your place, they won't come and put it out.
Well, they will, but they'll charge you. They will, but they'll charge you an enormous amount of money. I'm talking $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Well, and it's a business. You know, it used to be a bunch of guys and gals would get together and volunteer, but now it's become a business, and they figured out that they can get away with it. Well, when they go to put out a fire, they have to get the water from somewhere. And if you have water close to your buildings, your insurance, I'm talking about your farm policy or your homeowner's insurance, will be less because they know that there's water close by and they don't have to go, you know, 50 miles away to get water to bring it to refill the tankers to put the fire out. So a bunch of us farmers have ponds on our farms. Well, and the government, the corporation, when it was a little nicer and kinder and a little more gentle, would encourage farmers to have ponds on their farms. And actually what they did was they would pay 90% of the cost of putting in a pond, 75% of the cost of putting in a pond, because they wanted you to have water on your farm for a whole bunch of reasons. One of them being to put out fires before they become huge fires and take down lots of area. Well, they don't do that anymore. As a matter of fact, during the dark years of the Barry Satoro administration, if you altered the course of water, the federal government could come down on you in a big way. Well, now that we have Donald Trump in, my understanding is that you can use your own water. Unless the states decide that you can't. So I'm particularly concerned about this, and I don't care what anybody says. If it lands on my property, it's mine. That's how I feel about that. I'm talking about water. And, you know, I want the water to run onto our grass. I want the water to run on our property because it's something that has evolved over millennia. The grass counts on it. And the water that runs on our roof, we have these pipes attached to the downspouts to send the water away from the house proper so we don't flood the basement, for example, if we had a basement. And we send it onto the grass. It's just the way we think it should be done. Away from the foundation so it doesn't settle and crack, you know, when we do have these nonstop rains like we've had for the last month. And that was something else I wanted to mention, Gwyneth. We didn't talk about this, but we have been, the first part of the summer, nothing but drought. Dry, dry, dry. And we only got 25% of the hay crop that we would normally get, one quarter of what we normally would get. Now, it has rained so much that the grass grew, but we can't cut it because it's still soaking wet, and it has been for weeks and weeks and weeks. So if we cut it, it'll just get moldy. Well, here's what I'm saying. For those farmers who are in the same jam as we're in, they're not going to have enough grass for the winter. They're going to have to sell more cows. So farmers' plight is not enough rain, too much rain, and we're in the middle of that right now. First, not enough. Now, too much. So I think that the herds are going to be thinned out because how are we going to keep a herd of cows without winter feed? How are we going to do it? It's an impossibility, especially when the price of hay is about $100 a roll, $100 for, you know, a 1,000-pound roll. Used to be $30 to $35. Now it's three times as much. And farmers are starving to begin with. So what's happening across the United States is small farmers like us are going away. The small farmers are going away. The farmers are getting older because young people are saying, have you lost your mind? You want me to be a farmer? No way. It's too hard, too heavy, too dangerous, too risky, no reward. Why would anybody in their right mind want to be a farmer, right? So we're losing farmers. the average age of the farmer is getting older. And, it, you know, as you get older, everything's heavier, believe me. Everything's heavier than it used to be. 50 pounds, 100 pounds is heavier than it used to be 5 years ago. I mean, I can prove that. Well, that's the way it is. And I don't think there's much good news in sight in that respect. Do you see the same thing happening in Australia?
Well, what I can see around here, in Australia as a whole, I would, you know, the statistics say that the farmers are getting older and the young people are not wanting to, take up the family farm. Around here, it's a bit of a mixed bag because some of the younger generation are taking up the family farm and some of them are not. Most of the farmers that I know around here, I would say they're over the age of 60, most of them. There are, like I say, it's probably around about 50% of them have handed their farm on to the younger generation. But the other 50%, there's either nobody to hand it on to or the kids are simply not interested. Okay? And that goes for every size of farm. Right from, 20, 30, 50 acre small holdings, right up to, what we call them here stations. In the US, they'd probably call them, cattle ranches or sheep ranches of, thousands and thousands and thousands of acres. And so, it is definitely a really, really big problem. But what we need to do, They are operating an extortion racket, plain and simple. And if anybody out there is in the situation where the local extortion racket is coming in and trying to say, you know, that you must do this, that, or the other thing, you need to dig your heels in. You need to call them what they are. You need to call them an antitrust racketeering scam, because that's all they are. And they're not even maintaining their infrastructure properly. Everywhere across the country, their infrastructure is falling apart at the seams. You know, you got lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, okay? You've got the foundations of buildings in New York City sinking into the mud in Manhattan. Did you know that, Vincent?
Yes, and
the foundations of buildings. Mm-hmm. In Manhattan, are cracking.
Well, Manhattan's at sea level. three-foot rise of water, Manhattan, you'll be opening the doors to buildings and walking in a wet carpet.
You'll be in Venice.
Yeah, you'll be in Venice. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
That's how it is.
And if you look at bridges, if you look under the bridges, you'll see that they are rusting. They're rotting. The concrete is crumbling. I mean, you can see it everywhere you go. Absolutely correct.
And it's only a matter of time before these bridges fall in. Because how many 18-wheelers can these rusting, decaying, rotting concrete cancer bridges take before the angels decide that are holding the whole thing up decide that they've had enough and it's time for them to go home now? You know, especially the degradation that's in these cities. And like I say, probably if everybody in the city went off grid, the municipality would go broke. They absolutely would. But it would actually be a good thing. All those nutrients, all that water that is being generated on that land, instead of going and toxifying the local bay, it would stay on site and it would fertilize the fruit trees and it would fertilize you know, all of these things. And, you know, the water, the grey water from the washing machine, the bath, the shower, the kitchen sink. If you could set up a system where, you know, it's piped out to irrigate those fruit trees, then you would have a green oasis in that suburban backyard. And I have actually done this in a suburban backyard. And in the middle of summer, in my suburban backyard, when I was living in Geraldton, Western Australia, I would go up and I would sit on my shed roof and I would look at my backyard, and my backyard would be so green and so lovely and so lush. And, you know, and I would look at everybody else's backyards and they would be dry and they would be barren. Once again, Geraldton is a semi-arid climate. And, you know, I would actually feel pretty good about myself. And I had a fruit tree and it was growing over the top. In hindsight, I wouldn't necessarily recommend other people doing this. Because it can cause problems for the septic system. But I planted a fruit tree over the soak well of the septic system.
And it loved it.
And that fruit tree in 1 year grew to being a full-size fruit tree with fruit on it.
There you go. It loved it. We'll be right back.
From a 1 meter cane.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, you mentioned that the average age for a farmer in Australia is about 60 years old. That's about the same thing here in the United States. In the last 30 years, the average age of a farmer was 50 and a half years old. Today, it's 58.3 years old. So it's darn close to 60. And I'm a little older than that. I'm 66. And according to the USDA, there's a 2012 census of agriculture, and they say that the average American farm is 434 acres. Ours is about half that size. And they say that the percentage of farmers in the United States as of 2008 is less than 2% of the population. So 2% of us are providing food for 98% of us. Interesting. Or 100%, actually. So there's only 2% of us as farmers. And the average small family farm in the United States is believed to be 231 acres. So our farm is just 10 acres larger than the average small family farm. Ours is about 241. And how much do farmers make per acre in the United States? Well, in 2013, they made about $300 an acre. And what are the farms that, or what are the states that have the most farms? Number one is Texas. Number two is Missouri. And Iowa would be number two, both probably close for a tie, Missouri and Iowa. And following Texas, Missouri, and Iowa are Oklahoma, California, Kentucky, Ohio, Minnesota, and Illinois. So believe it or not, the number two state for farms is Missouri. Now the question is, how many acres do you have? Do you need to have for a small farm? Well, according to what I'm reading on the internet, if you're going to have a homestead with one or two horses, a family cow, and some gardens, you need about 10 acres of pasture, 2 acres for produce. And so they're saying, you know, with the buildings and your home, you need about 15 acres. I think that that would be the absolute minimum. What do you think, Gwyneth? How many acres do you think, on average, you would need to have to be somewhat self-sufficient?
In Australia, the average soil and the average landscape is, we don't have such good soil as what you do in the U.S. on average on our continent. I would say that the average, I would say probably that the minimum sustainable farm size in Australia around here would be 20 acres, okay? And that is assuming that your almost your entire farm is covered in forest, because most of that 20 acres will be composed of woodlot, okay, and perhaps with an understory, and that is to burn for firewood to keep you warm in the winter, because people think that an arid climate never gets cold, or a semi-arid climate never gets cold. They are very, very much mistaken. It gets really, really cold here. Although it doesn't snow, it gets frosty during the winter here. And we might go a month or 2 months or 3 months where the average daytime temperature does not much go much over 10 degrees Celsius. So that's the daytime temperature. And it'll be 10, 12, 13, and then back down to 10, 9, 8. You know, that's the sort of cycle that it runs on. We're heading into the top of the hour, aren't
we?
I'd like to discuss this some more in the next hour, if you don't mind.
Sure. Absolutely. And class, 10 degrees Celsius is about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. We're right back. We're going to talk about fighting back and keeping your water and keeping the parasites away from your farm.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.